Hi, everybody. That song means to come to a screeching halt. Call in the children and join us for the Children's Bible Club. It's a great privilege to be able to tell about the Lord Jesus Christ, the true Jesus of the Bible, what he has done for sinners and what he can do for you. So come along now and join in with us to honor the Lord. Letters, choir singing, and children in and out. The Children's Bible Club is a busy place, just the way we like it. Happy and busy for the Lord. If you haven't written Aunt Carolyn lately, it's time to do it today. The announcer will give the address at the close of the program, and Aunt Carolyn wants to hear from you. And Bible Clubber, are you a poet? Some poems make Bible truths easy to remember, because they're written in a rhyme. Here's one I like about bugs, written by Louise Evie. The title is The Glow Worm. Some folks call them fireflies or lightning bugs, but here it is. A glow worm shining in the night has much, much work to do. He sends out light for all to see, but hides himself from view. Like that small glow worm, I would shine with light that all may see my crucified and living Lord instead of seeing me. Don't you like that poem? Can you tell me on what Bible verse it's based? That's right. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let's ask the Lord to help us glorify his name each day this week. And if you write a poem, please send it to me. Can't wait to hear it. Now, choir, we need another good song before story time.
Have you heard the good news?
Have you heard the good news?
Lost in the Outback, a True Story. Missionary Dawson spoke intently from God's Word, but the old Aboriginal was silent. Old Mickey was the proud patriarch of an Australian Outback clan. He had many wives and children and grandchildren. Everything in the bushland had meaning to him. He thought a big python had the spirit of one of his ancestors, and the sacred water hole was where a child's soul came from and would return when it died. Oh, he had many religious rituals and seemed unmoved by the gospel. And as Dawson left, he prayed for old Mickey. If he would believe, others might be saved too. Dawson now wanted to get home before dark, so his wife and little daughter wouldn't be alone. Nearing his hut, he heard a great commotion. "What's wrong, Claire? What's wrong?" His wife sobbed. "It's Lolly. We can't find her." Their darling 2-year-old with the pixie smile was lost in the bush, helpless in the dark. They had to find her. Oh, Lord, don't let her die. Quickly, search plans were made. "Mr. Dawson, there's one man who must help. He's an old Aboriginal, but he's the best tracker. Old Mickey knows this country. Let him lead the search."
"Mickey?
Oh, I know him. By all means, get him." The gnarled old Aboriginal came at his own pace, with no social grace. He had survived by his own craft and senses. He had tracked and rescued many from quicksand pits and gnarled jungle. If anyone could find Lolly, he could. The missionaries urged him to hurry. He studied the ground, the bushes, the tall grass, hunting for the child's path. Doubts rose whether he knew what he was doing. Had quicksand swallowed Lolly? Had a python squeezed out her life? Had wild beasts killed her? In desperation, somebody muttered, "That old fool doesn't know where he's leading us." But old Mickey heard it and spun around. He flashed a sharp look, put his machete back on his belt, and stalked back to his hut. Oh, what had they done? It was a careless sneer, and when they scoffed, he turned back. He would not force his help on them. But Lolly had to be found soon. Somehow they had to get old Mickey back. No amount of men's pleading or apologizing did any good. Mickey only stiffened and looked away. At last, Lolly's weeping mother trembled before him. "Oh, please come back. You've found many lost ones in this wilderness. Please come search for my baby again." Her tears touched the old man. Without a word, he got his machete and went back into the night. Now nobody scoffed. They moved at Mickey's silent commands as he covered the same path as before. Hope was gone. Then old Mickey heard terrifying, vicious growls and barks. He motioned for silence. Alone, he crept forward until he saw the precious little girl, frozen with fear, surrounded by snarling, ravenous dingoes, scratched and bleeding, her dress pulled to shreds. The wild dog soon would have torn her to pieces and devoured her, but old Mickey arrived just in the nick of time. He drove the vicious dingoes away. Then, in spite of his crude ways, he tenderly lifted the child and laid her in her mother's arms. The baby was saved. Searchers followed Mickey back to the camp. Nobody doubted the old tracker now. He was their hero. His work done, Mickey turned to go to his hut. With deep thanks, the father exclaimed, "I'm sorry for the scoffing words somebody spoke. Thank you for rescuing Lolly. You were the only one who could save her from those awful dingoes." But the old man motioned silence. His stone face showed a faint smile, and in broken English he said, "Like your Jesus Christ, only guide to sky home." Dawson was thrilled. God used the search for Lolly to help old Mickey grasp salvation. He might soon see Jesus Christ as the only guide and repent and believe the gospel. Just as old Mickey rescued Lolly, only Jesus Christ can rescue you from sin and hell and guide you to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Like the wild dogs, the devil wants to destroy your soul, but Christ died for your sins and rose to give you eternal life. He loves you dearly, but he won't force his mercy on you. You must willingly receive him. Now is the time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Receive him now, and God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.